Hello?
Hey, James. Good morning. John with Local Splash. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How about you?
Not bad. Not bad. Although I had my first coffee in a long time, so a little bit jittery. Hope you don't mind here. Not big of a coffee drinker, but my wife is, so gets me going, I guess. James, is now a better time? I know you wanted to take over a look over a few things as well too, and give you a call today here. So, you there with me, James?
I'm trying to get you over to my ears.
Okay.
Hold on just a second. Is that better?
Sure. Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, good.
Perfect.
So, yeah, it might be a little noisy for a minute because I'm almost where I need to be. I'm in the car at the moment. I'll be driving here for about another 2 minutes. But then I'll be on my feet. I can move around. But anyway.
Okay. Yeah, well, safety's first, though, James. Okay. Just making sure.
Oh, no, everybody's always worried about the hands-free thing. They don't want to be the reason you wreck.
Well, yeah. You never know, man. I always want to look out for that first, you know? Business second.
Oh, I know. Yeah. That's one of my favorite pranks. It's this guy called somebody, and then he, like...
That's just wrong.
They, like... Basically, what they did is they called somebody, and they're driving, you know, they're just, like, driving along or whatever, and then, like... Or they're not even driving. They're just sitting in the kitchen. They recorded some massive crash on like a really loud record. You know, they put it on like a boombox. They're just talking, and the guy's like, "Oh my god!" And then they hit play, and it's just like, you know, it's just like all carnage. And the other, and it was like a telemarketer, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure they're probably like, "Oh my god, what do I do?"
It's so funny. They're like, "Hello." Hello. And then, like, you can hear, like, you know, there's, like, sirens involved. You know, the guy hits, like, another track, and there's, like, sirens. And the guy's like, oh my god. Oh, my god.
Oh, no way.
And then, like, somebody else at the call center is like, just hang up. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I'm glad this is nothing like that.
Don't tempt me. You know, like, give me too many good ideas.
Taking notes over here.
If somebody calls me one more time about my Google listing.
Well, this will be the last. Don't worry. I got you, partner. So,
I looked over your email, so I got that information. So,
okay, beautiful.
You know, from a metric standpoint, you know, like, what I kind of want to know is, how do you guys work these regions? Like, am I, like, the only, like, you just map out a region, and then you only assign so many, you got, what, 10 guys in the city of Cincinnati?
Yeah, so we have a department, right? It's the inventory department. So regardless if someone, I can't answer this part because I just truly don't know, but whether someone maybe fell off in the area or the area just became open and available for that category or it was off a little bit, I just don't know. There's so many different scenarios, I can't answer that. What I can tell you is that inventory says, hey, we're good to go in this area for these services and make sure to find those companies from there. So that's how it gets sent over to the next department where pretty much they're, you know, calling out and doing research to make sure that these companies are not on the first page, that we can actually help them. You know, they can use some assistance. But also, they can't have any bad reputation either, right? Imagine getting somebody on the first page of Google for Google, and they have horrible ratings. You know what I mean? They probably won't like that very much. So that's pretty much where it stands right there. And then, of course, you know my job. You know, I want to make sure that you're getting the right package that's not going to be, you know, so expensive. But just right, a right fit, so that way it's giving you everything you're in need of that can help you and make your return on your investment. Like you saw in the email there, it is month to month. So it's very important that we do our job every single month so that way you're sticking with us for a long time. There's no contracts on that. So.
Right. Well,
as far as
that's actually
as,
something
like,
we really do take seriously. I hope you understand and hear the sincerity of my voice when we say that. Even after joining with the family here, James, I actually make sure to check in time to time. If I don't even call, I'm still looking at the accounts, making sure that things are moving up to par. If there's something going on, they'll actually contact me as well too. So just in case, we want to make sure that this is, like I said, it's actually helping you grow and we're doing it in the right direction, because right now I'm your main point of contact, right? And if I'm getting you started here at Local Splash, I know your business more than anyone else at the moment here at Local Splash. So I want to make sure that I relay that to our team so that way they can go ahead and make sure you get the max results that you're looking for, though, right? Max results could be bad and good, right? Bad meaning we're getting your phone ringing and people calling, but let's say, for example here, they're calling from Florida or they're calling from Canada or something. You know what I mean? But it's like, that's not doing better.
Right.
It's doing worse.
What I need to know is, you know, from a market standpoint, mm-hmm. how well are you guys represented in this market? Because if that doesn't matter, if it's basically you're just tying me into Google so that local searches find me, and you have the somehow relationship to be able to do that for the price that you're charging, then I should expect to actually hear a lot of direct calls to my name.
Correct. Yes, sir.
I should expect that. That would be my expectation, because if not, right, then like there's a disconnect between how well you guys and Google are really working together.
Yes,
because
sir.
I understand that as time goes on, AI is basically, it's going to control everything. The algorithms and the way that those are all played out and how people manipulate algorithms is going to be the way that marketing, it's like kind of how things are going right now. And, you know, I have a friend of mine who owns a painting company, for instance, who he's bypassing all that by just doing his own Facebook and Google marketing himself.
Yeah,
and,
you can do it.
You know, he's more advanced, I guess you'd say, or more in tune with doing that himself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's the age old, do I want to spend the time and money doing it, or do I want somebody else to spend the time and money doing it? And what's the value? You know, what's the value proposition? I spend $250 a month with you to do it. Am I going to see, you know, like I can realistically expect to have, you know, 10 to 15 people a month from Angie's List. Now, granted, back when that was, you know, if I had 10 to 15 leads a year ago from Angie's List,
mm-hmm.
10 of those were going to be a quality lead.
Okay.
If I get 10 to 15,
that.
Yeah, usually. They're a quality lead. There's always spam in there. There's always shysters. There's always people trying to, you know, scam you, which I don't like. I'm paying for scam leads, you know. And they say they're rectifying that.
Sorry to cut you off, James. Actually, that's one thing I'm glad you brought up. We do have the dashboard, and we have call tracking available for you as well. So what that does is not only are you able to track your analytics, where people are calling from, what type of clients, what is it called, the keywords they're actually using. So you can make adjustments from there. But there's also a call tracking system that we could develop for you so that way you're not getting as much spam and robocalls as well, too. That way it's not perfect, I'm not going to lie, right? Nothing is. But at least it's going to take away from those ones that are just going to waste your time to get just really upset. Let's just put it that way. You know what I mean? So that is something that is available for you as well. Not everyone likes to use it, surprisingly. Me, personally, I would. It makes it sound more professional on the phone where, you know, it'll have an answering machine saying, hey, listen, if you're looking to, or thanks for calling Pearson Professional Painting, press 1 to speak with James. Please hold. Like, you know what I mean? It's very professional-like, and it gets rid of a lot of spam and robocalls with that as well. So that is an option for you to go ahead and include.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Is that what does it cost to add something like that?
I'm
assuming these things all have a price.
So for the dashboard, that's included in your package. Like I said, the package deal that you got, it's got the works on there. For that call tracking system, I believe it's only $19 a month, actually. But let me would that be something you might be interested in, though? I just want to make sure, because I can go ahead and check in right now.
Well, I might be interested in it for sure, but
yeah.
Let me say this. Like, I'm about to... I have to... all of a sudden, I have to have a... I have to talk to the customer here in the next minute or two before they leave. Can I call you back?
Yeah, yeah. Here, I'm going to shoot you a text right now as well with a link so you can see our credibility through Google, what Google tells you about us, our performance, our spend, our certifications through them. And you can text me that on that number back when you're ready, and then I can go ahead and give you a call right back, and we can go ahead and finish up from there. Okay?
Okay, I'll talk to you.
All right. I'll talk to you then.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.